Welcome to Essential Cyber, the podcast for business owners, operators, and leaders looking to stay ahead of the game in the world of cyber threats. My name is Sagar Pandya, and I'll be your host for this journey into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity. As a business owner and leader, you know that cybersecurity is more important than ever before. With the increasing reliance on technology and internet in today's business world, it's essential to have a strong understanding of the risks and vulnerabilities faced by your business and the steps you can take to protect yourself. In this podcast, we'll explore the latest trends and developments in cybersecurity and provide practical advice and tips for protecting your organizations from cyber threats. So join us on this journey to better understand and protect your business from the ever-present digital threats. We are here to help build confidence and resilience in today's organizations to continue the fight against cyber threats. What up, world? Sagar here. Welcome to Essential Cyber. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the role of incident response planning in cybersecurity and why it's important for your business. So what is incident response planning? It's the process of creating a plan for how to respond to a cyber attack or a breach. So this includes identifying potential risks and vulnerabilities of your organization, establishing protocols for how to respond to an incident, and determining the roles and responsibilities for different team members. Having the incident response plan in place can help minimize the impact and cost of a cyber attack and ensure that your business or organization is able to recover as quickly as possible. So if you think about any building that you walk into, every floor, usually by the elevator, has an evacuation or a fire escape plan, right? This is a graphic or a visual that's posted on the wall. So in the event of a fire, the thought is to just go up and look at this visual representation of the escape plan and follow it through to completion. Can you think about what would happen to someone or a building if it didn't have this plan in place? Obviously, the fire marshal would not give you the permission to allow people into the building in the first place, right? But secondly, if let's say one of the floors was missing it, or it wasn't legible, or it fell off, or something happened to that visual representation. If there was a fire, everybody on that floor that wasn't able to find that fire escape plan would have no idea, in that sense of panic, where the staircases were to exit the building safely. Now, you might think to yourself, you know, it's easy to identify a staircase. You just look for the exit sign on any floor, and the door is there, and you just run out the door. Yeah, that's the case when you are not in a panic and fight or flight situation where a fire and the heat and smoke is causing your ability to make decisions to become very impaired. So think about that from a cyber incident standpoint. If you don't have an incident response plan created already and you try to navigate through that situation by winging it when there is an actual cyber incident, it is going to be absolute chaos. That threat is going to continue growing and spreading itself on the network, continually causing damage. So the importance of incident response planning is very high, and it's scary because most organizations don't even have a simple two-page document that tells you who to call, what to do, what steps to take. So I want you to really think about that as we talk about, you know, this topic here. Why is that important for business? Just because I mentioned it, it minimizes the impact of the cyber attack. So if you have a plan in place, you can respond to the incident more quickly and effectively so you can minimize the impact and the cost. If you know that if there's a cyber incident, you unplug the computer where it was detected and disconnect the network or unplug your firewall or router to prevent external access, that's going to slow down the attack, right? So having this plan in place is going to allow you to do that consistently every time that something may happen to your organization. It also protects your company's reputation. So a well-executed incident response plan, or IRP, can help protect your company's reputation and prevent long-term damage to your brand. You business owners and leaders, you guys and gals, all work tirelessly to build a great organization, a great business, which can come down crumbling within a matter of minutes if you don't have the appropriate plan in place. Your brand and reputation is the number one thing in business. If you don't have those, you don't have an organization. So this IRP is going to be able to protect that and ensure that all the work you've put into this organization stays put for the future. There's also regulatory requirements. Some industries like healthcare and financial services, even, you know, those government defense contractors with their CMMC framework, having incident response is a requirement now. You have to submit documentation that not only provides evidence that you have created a plan, but that you've actually run the plan in something called a tabletop exercise, right? Where you take the plan and you mimic what that action would look like in the event of an actual cyber attack. So all of these things help strengthen your overall cybersecurity posture, right? In addition to things we've talked about, like cyber insurance, training your employees, using that as a competitive advantage, giving you peace of mind. All of these things come into play in today's world because they are so required due to the nature of threat that have continued to grow over the last decade. So how do we create one, right? We could go on for hours on how to make a properly documented incident response plan. But if you want to start, here's a few steps you can take to at least get you on the right path. I've talked a lot about this in my previous episodes and on other social media content that I posted, but you want to do a threat inventory. This is a way to identify potential risks and vulnerabilities. Look at the specific risks and vulnerabilities in the organization and determine what types of incidents you need to plan for. So you may have social engineering as one of the risks, right? Your accounting folks may get socially engineered to wire funds to a new bank account without any type of process. So you can create part of your incident response is if somebody gets phished or socially engineered, put in a process to require a phone call or some type of verification before funds are sent. Or if the funds get sent already, unfortunately, there's not much you can do due to the nature of how wires are sent, but you can document this for the future and hope that it doesn't happen to you again. You can establish what I would call a protocol, right? So determine the specific steps you take in the event of an incident, including who will be responsible for each task. This is super important. If you discover that there's a cyber incident active in your organization, what is the first phone call that you're making, right? Especially if you're the owner, CEO, business leader, if you're C-suite, are you calling your internal IT team? Are you calling your insurance provider? Are you calling your outsourced MSP or MSSP? Are you calling each other? What is the first call you make the moment that there's a cyber incident? That has to be documented. So in the event that you are absent or someone else is managing the operations because you're on a trip or in a meeting or unavailable, your team has to have the ability to take action in your absence as a business leader so that the threat can be easily identified and removed from the organization. You want to also communicate this plan so that the rest of the employees are aware of the incident response plan and their role in it. So if you have your CFO, that's part of the incident response communication tree, you want to ensure that they also have access to this document so that in the event that they have to make a call or take action while you are not there, they have the ability to do so without allowing the threat to continue to disperse in the organization. So having that communication plan communicated, and also make it available somewhere that's not on your local machine or in your head. It's got to be accessible by people easily without your intervention. This is going to allow you to be as effective as possible in creating the outcome that you're looking for. So incident response plans, again, super important because they are the way to help you navigate the scary process of managing a cyber breach. It allows you to save your business's reputation, minimize your financial impact, and also meet any regulatory requirements. And it also creates a safer workspace for your employees so that they have something to look forward to every single day when they come work for you. So again, thanks for tuning in to Essential Cyber. Join us next time for more insight into the world of cybersecurity for businesses. I'm your host, Sagar Pandya. And as always, stay safe out there.